Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
We ought to call it the TJ and Riggins Yap. You get it? Like we're yapping.
Mm-hmm.
Yapping. It's a behind the scenes thing that that I always love telling people. These radio companies back when DJs were becoming more of personalities on the radio, and morning shows would play less music, and the personalities would talk more and all of that. A lot of the radio executives thought that was terrible. You can't do that. Research shows that people would rather hear music in the morning. And then they uncovered how they were asking people the questions. And it was along these lines. Would you rather listen in the mornings on your way to work? Would you rather listen to a yapping DJ or your favorite song?
Yeah, so no wonder.
Yeah,
a little bit of a loaded question.
Yapping DJ.
Yapping DJ?
You just shut your yapper.
Some guy was reminiscing. He said, you know, America used to be about buying a thing of Entenmann's and sitting around with your friends and yapping. He said, this is true. Like, you just don't see that anymore. Like, you'd invite your friends over, have coffee, eat some Entenmann's, chocolate cake, or whatever it is, and yap.
I remember growing up having family come over, and my parents would sit in the sitting room, living room, you know, whatever, second living room, and just talk all day.
Drinking coffee.
Eating, yeah.
And that's what my parents called it, was going over to have coffee with somebody, or somebody's coming over to have coffee with us. So, well, you want to stop by and have coffee with them?
Yeah.
You know, and there wasn't any call them on the way, because you didn't have, you know, the mobile phones. So if you just decided on the spur of the moment before you go home, you're going to swing by and have coffee with somebody. It was a popover.
Popover. Yeah. Oh, I'd be livid.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if you're just sitting at home in your comfies and all of a sudden another family just rings the doorbell and says, hey, we just thought we'd come by and have some coffee with y'all.
I guess you always got to be prepared during those days.
Be prepared.
Yeah. I remember these friends of my grandparents. They were really, really country people. Not my grandparents, but the other people. And that the husband of the two liked to drink a lot. And that was in the 70s where, you know, the DWI laws weren't really as strict as they are now. In other words, it was screwed up.
Yeah.
And they popped over one time, and my brother and I were out in my grandparents' front yard throwing football and stuff. And then they started coming. Their names were Joe and Sally. And Joe's driving, and he went to pull into the driveway, and wham, he centered the post on the little gate that covered my grandparents' yard.
Ooh.
Oh, it was just a fence that went around. There was a gate that stayed open all the time, but he was drunk, and he just centered it, ran over the fence.
Hello.
Like, sorry about that.
Just popping by.
Yeah. Just for a popover, and stop by and have coffee. And in his case, he's probably stopping by to get coffee to sober up a little bit.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Sally said, we got to go get you sobered up, buddy.
Oh, man, they'd sit there and smoke. Neither one of my grandparents smoked. And then their friends, though, come over, and that place would just look like a bar.
Oh, yeah. Inside just, smoke.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Oof. Now, don't make the mistake of thinking I'm saying my grandparents drank. My Nana and Papa would never. They would never allow that in their house.
Yeah.
But they'd allow people to smoke.
Yeah.
It's like, can you smoke?
And you can come in drunk. Just don't drink here.
Yeah. Right.
Right. And I'm going to need you to pay me for my fence.
I would hope so.
Right.
Okay. Yesterday, we were talking about alcohol being allowed now in a place where you don't expect it to be. And, you know, whether or not it was a bad thing, we debated that. And that is today's, in case you missed it, replay coming up next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So they're bringing alcohol into every situation now. You can't get away from it. And there's a new place that we found out about that they're going to start drinking, selling the booze. And it is today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
There's something that's going on in Columbus, Ohio, that people are kind of giving the side eye to. But I don't know that I think it's all that bad.
Okay.
What do y'all think? There's a funeral home that has become the first in Ohio to get a liquor license. The owner says, my role in the position is to kind of be a party planner for the dead, to be more of a celebration of life. So when people don't want to have a funeral, they have a celebration of life. They can do it at the funeral home.
Okay.
And then, you know, they can sell alcohol and all of that.
I kind of get that.
I love it.
Yeah, at first I was like, that seems a little weird, but I get that.
Especially with more and more U.S. American citizens becoming godless, mm-hmm. you know, and not, you know, wanting to go into a church for, you know, a religious funeral or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I think it's almost like a celebration of life of our culture that has passed, pretty much.
Yeah. The death of our culture.
Yeah. No, but, you know, my wife's crazy Aunt Neva in Indiana. I went to her celebration of life back in the summer. You know, went to Indiana and did all that. And that's what it was. It was just at her friend's house, and people, you know, they had it catered, and people, you know, it's a cocktail party, basically,
mm-hmm. was
for the day, and people talking about memories of her and all of that.
Was there an official funeral?
No.
That was it?
Mm-hmm.
With the body?
No, body wasn't there.
Okay.
Some people don't want it to be sad, and I mm-hmm. want people to be sad.
Yeah, me too.
I need you crying over my casket. Yeah. Now, if you want a shot of whiskey while you're at it, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm not, who am I to judge?
Yeah, I want you screaming in front of the church. Yeah. Not yet.
Not yet. Yeah.
Not you. Yeah. I got you, man.
You're not celebrating. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I think, I think this is just a desperate attempt for the funeral homes to finally be able to make some money.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, like they don't.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just like, that's more money we could be making. How much? What's the markup on opening a bar in here?
Right.
They're going to have specials. Like, this was this person's favorite cocktail.
Yeah. Yeah,
put it on a chalkboard outside.
That would be like a spicy mar with double jalapenos.
You know he loved his jungle juice.
That's right. Lindsay only liked top shelf.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's like when you put on an event at a hotel and you use their ballroom and all that, and they always say, you got to use our liquor and our bartenders and all. It is outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you that's what this is going to be. But hey, more power to them.
Make that money.
Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Lindsay, were your parents bakers?
Yes.
Yeah.
My mom.
I can tell because it looks like they made a little cutie pie.
Zing.
I heard that on the internet yesterday. I love that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are your parents bakers? No, why? Looks like they made a little cutie pie. And that's you. Are you into pet names with your husband at all, Lindsay?
No. If I say anything, I'm like, hey, babe, come here. Like, it's not. Hey,
it's babe.
Yeah. But he's, I call everybody babe.
Oh, do you?
Delilah, Brooks.
Everybody's babe.
My mom, whoever's coming.
What's up, babe?
Hey, babe.
It's babe.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Louisiana people call everybody baby.
Baby.
Come here, baby. Hey, y'all got that cayenne in there, baby? Oh, it's just not all Louisiana people, the Cajun people.
Yeah.
Baby.
That accent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have a lot of pet names for Jody.
Yeah.
Some, does she like them or is
no,
it?
No, they're mostly sarcastic.
They're mostly sarcastic, the ones I've heard.
Yeah.
I mean, Treasure's the newest one.
Uh-huh.
Kitten.
Kitten. And the way you say it is.
Well, you used to call me a gem. You're such a gem. And I'd be like, oh my God, thank you.
Oh, Jay. A G-M.
Like a gym.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gym. Like a slim gym.
Mm-hmm. Well, that works too.
But it was sarcastic, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you're a gym. Like, if I say something stupid, you're a gym.
Oh, you remember when we used to say, well, at least you're pretty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'd say that to everybody.
Yeah.
I told Riggins he was pretty yesterday.
Yeah.
He did. I thought it wasn't meant for me, but I took it. I was like, oh, thanks. I wasn't feeling pretty, but now I am feeling pretty.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's nice. It's just nice to. What is, does Kyle give you any names?
No.
No, it's just Lynn.
Lynn.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep.
I'm like, you know what? I am a gem.
You know what? You're right. I'm going to embrace it.
Yeah.
TJ, what do your kids call you? Is it dad?
Dad, yeah.
And there, it's mom? Mom and dad?
Mm-hmm.
Not okay. Daddy?
Well, Aiden calls her mama a lot. My son calls her mama.
Is he doing it sarcastically?
No.
Okay.
No. Which I'm glad. They've grown up in an area where there aren't many Southern people around them. And I want them to hang on to as much Southern stuff as possible. All their teachers growing up were transplanted Yankees. And they'd say, oh, they're sweet to say ma'am to me, but they don't have to. And I'd go, yes, they do. And don't correct them if they do. We say that in our house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yep.
And if you don't like it, then keep your Yankee business up there. No, I wouldn't say that.
Go back.
But you're still a daddy guy.
Yeah, because I have two. Jody's father to me is dad, because that's what she and her sister call him. So I call him dad.
Okay.
And I think I started calling him that on our first date, just to be silly.
I think I remember you saying that.
And then my dad, because we're super Southern, has been daddy my whole life. So,
yeah. I call Rob daddy.
Yeah. Big daddy.
The moon's got to be right. Big
daddy. Big daddy. Yeah.
But if you really think somebody's cool, you call them cat daddy.
Cat daddy.
You're damn right, cat daddy. Yeah. Look at you, cat daddy. Out there catting around like a cat daddy.
I dated a girl one time. She wanted me to call her grandfather Big Daddy. Yeah. And I said, that's not going to happen. She goes, well, everybody does. I go, well, I'm not everybody. I'm not doing it. What's his name?
His name's Grandpa Big Daddy.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So if you listen to this show, whether it's every day or whether it's occasionally, you're probably thinking, you know what? Those people in there are really up on the important issues. That's probably what you're thinking. And you would be right to think that, because we have almost think tank like debates when we're not even on the radio. Just yesterday, for example, we were debating the ins and outs of the quote unquote walking taco.
Yeah, right. We were.
And I said that the walking taco originally was called a Frito pie.
Mm-hmm.
You cut the bag in half on the side. You put the chili in there on top of the chips, and then whatever accoutrement you want to add to it. And then Rob was arguing with me about it, that it could also be done with Doritos or whatever kinds of chips. Yeah. And that made it a walking taco. And then I just say, whatever you're calling it, walking taco makes no sense, because every taco is a walking taco. They don't make any tacos you can't walk with.
Right.
With which you cannot walk. Let me put it that way, as long as we're here in the think tank. Let me speak properly.
They're not chained down to the table.
Yeah, and they're not 100 pounds.
Right.
But
right.
Wouldn't pie also be not correct? None of that makes me think pie. Like a Frito pie, what about it's a pie?
But a pie doesn't have to be sweet. Like, I there's understand. A shepherd pie.
But it doesn't have like a crust or anything.
It's got layers like a pie would have. The crust is the chip, the Fritos.
I disagree. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think it's wrong.
Okay.
Too.
Well, that makes sense, since you know way more about the culinary arts than I do, Rob.
I was going to say it out loud. It does make sense.
That makes sense. And I bow to your intellect and experience in this category.
I'm going to continue to disagree.
But I mean, seriously, these are the types of serious cultural debates that we have.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
The important things.
But we all, whatever you call it, don't we all like the Frito pie / walking taco or whatever is in it?
Sure.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I want one right now.
Yeah.
What I don't understand, though, that really makes me cringe is when I see people who make it with canned chili.
Oh,
and like, okay. Chili is so easy to make.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Why would you? Oh, I can't even imagine.
Heavens.
I haven't had canned chili since my dad lost his job in 1978.
Oh, my God. You remember that?
Yeah.
It was a dark day for us all.
Yeah.
That's my mama came in and said, son, we're having chili tonight. And I said, oh, great. And she said, but it's from a can.
No. Mama,
Mama, why? Felt, why are we in squalor?
I mean, I felt like we were just at the shelter at that point.
Yeah.
Just spooning it out of the can.
Crying into the can of chili.
I'm not going to even heat it up. We're just going to put the can on the table.
Yeah. Might as well, because we should eat it like hobos.
Yeah. Heat up.
Yeah. Just go eat it in a boxcar.
You're so poor.
Well, don't we?
Yeah.
Boxcar. But some people put mayonnaise on it.
Oh.
On the walking
the Frito pie.
The Frito pie. Oh, uh-huh. No.
I want to see
it. It's pretty good.
I
mean, mustard's good on it.
I'm very curious.
Mm-hmm. Whatever you would eat on a hot dog usually is what would go on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you eat mayonnaise on a hot dog.
Is a hot dog a taco too?
It's a pie.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, Lindsay's son is only 2.5. But if he ends up growing up to be a professional athlete, I know one thing that he's going to have in his contract now that Juan Soto has in his new contract with the Mets.
Interesting.
So we'll tell you what that is and how Lindsay would freak out about it and that she's going to demand it. Coming up in a few minutes.
Great. Well, today is a big day. Today is the first teaser for the next Superman movie. So now we get a commercial for a commercial for a commercial, basically. It's a teaser that was announced yesterday that we're going to see today. So this is a whole reboot of the Superman DC superhero franchise stuff. Mm. So a lot of expectations for this. Movie is out there? Next year.
Yeah, sadly, Lindsay, there is, yeah.
Okay.
And it's not kids.
No, I don't like Superman very much.
You're not a Superman.
He's a Marvel person.
He's very boring. Like, he does everything? Okay, cool.
Is it because he's hot?
I mean,
am I thinking of the old Superman? He was hot.
Yeah.
Henry Cavill was definitely an attractive man.
No, I'm talking about old.
Christopher Reeve is who she's talking about.
Thank you.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
All right, I guess.
There's a great new movie about him on Max, documentary really? About Christopher Reeve. It is unreal.
Well, I got to see that because I liked him.
He was a good guy.
We interviewed him one time and he was really, you know, witty.
Was he really?
Interviewing him, yeah.
After when was the accident?
In the late 90s, I think. Late 90s. But yeah, it was a book that he wrote about his accident and everything. So.
Wow. An inspiring guy.
Mm-hmm.
And his son, I know he works as a news correspondent, looks just like him.
Yeah.
Like he looks like Superman, mm-hmm. like a younger Superman. So
when I was five, my brother had a cardboard cut out of him and I acted like I was kissing him every night before bed.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's disturbing.
I
had the biggest crush on him.
Every night you'd go into your brother's room. Well, maybe we'll get into that later. Yeah. That is wild.
Yeah.
I wonder if she, I got a couple questions that too.
I've got a couple follow-up questions.
Okay.
Excellent revelation, Lindsay.
I mean, it's creepy, but yeah, okay.
No. Right out of the box, we're hitting you with the good stuff today. Joe Rogan has been dethroned as the number one podcast on the internet. That spot is now held by Kylie Kelsey. That is the wife of Jason Kelsey. Her podcast, which she just launched, mm-hmm. is now the number one podcast in the world.
Huh.
I like her.
Yeah, apparently a lot of people do. They say she's real. You know, she looks comfortable and she's, you know, just an average woman, but she's so funny and witty and people like her.
Yeah, she's uncouth.
She's uncouth?
Yeah.
I don't know much about her, but every time interview I hear, it's okay.
Yeah, she's the one other day that they cuss in front of their kids and they don't think anything about it. Was that her?
Oh,
I hope not.
I think it was.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no. Okay, well, that took it.
So we'll see how long she can hold on to that top spot. And today is National Hard Candy Day. So a good day for TJ's wife, Jody, who loves her any piece of hard candy. You know what her favorite thing about a Jolly Rancher is? It's only two points.
2 points on Weight Watch.
So, okay, I didn't ask you. So what are some of your favorite Southern phrases? We'll get into that next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know, I've always loved those Southern phrases that are the quirkier the better. And I love them when they don't even make sense. But the ones that do make sense are always clever and witty.
Profound a lot of times.
Sometimes they can be profound, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But I was running through them all in my head, most of which I've learned from you, TJ. And you don't use them in a way. You use, how would you describe your use of these phrases? Like, play, what is the...
Yeah, I use it in a comedic way, you know, just to slip into, I was driving when you was reaching for the doorknob thinking it was a biscuit.
That was the one that came to mind. I love that one.
Yeah, it means you're way more experienced than somebody else and somebody trying to tell you what to do. Like if my son was telling me how to drive, I would say, I was driving when you were still crying for the doorknob thinking it was a biscuit.
You used a great one time when people know her, Jesse James Decker. She's the wife of Eric Decker, was in our studio long time ago. And she's a little woman and, you know, slight and petite. And you say, I forget how you said, you're not much bigger than a June bug or something like that. Something along those lines. That's one I had never heard of before.
Knee high to a June bug.
Knee high to a June bug. Lindsay, did you grow up with any phrases like that stuck out, like from your grandma or anything?
My grandmother said everything. I mean, just... all of them.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess I say little things like I can't win for losing. Like I say that all the time. And
I heard a great one on the internet yesterday. He's so cheap. He wouldn't give a nickel to see Jesus riding a bicycle. That's a good one. I've not heard of that one yet. My other favorite one that TJ has said for years is something about being nervous, more nervous. I'm
nervous as a long tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs.
That's my favorite one.
Where did you learn all those? Are those from your grandparents?
And just hearing people. Other people in where I grew up, older people talking and stuff and, you know, judging and all that.
You know what? I can't see. I can't see a house burned down without that phrase immediately coming to my mind. It didn't. That was not a house that burned down. It was burned to the damn ground.
Yeah, that translates to total loss. You know, all the insurance papers, they call it total loss.
Yeah.
Just means they burned to the damn ground.
Yeah, there's so many of those. That's so funny. What's the one about fitting in your pocket? Something about sticking something in your pocket? I don't know. But if you've got a great one, I would love to catch up with some of these. Something that might you might not have heard anybody else say, but somebody in your family or one of your friends, at TJ Riggins Show, if you've got a great one.
Yeah, I mean, just send them as fast as you can. Gas it till the damn world blows up.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, a little sports news. Well, the subject is from the world of sports, but... you know, we're not going to be sports talking, you know, but Juan Soto is a baseball player and he's really good at baseball playing. And he played for the New York Yankees last year. And now the New York Mets have acquired him, as they say. And he has, I think, the biggest contract of any baseball player in history. And it's like $850 million over 15 years. And then he think it'll break down to where he's going to make over $55 million a year. And today I saw in the, like it was an article about the other perks that are in his contract.
Yeah.
And this is you, Lindsay, if your son ever becomes a professional athlete. There is a clause in there or a section of his contract that gives his mom a clothing allowance every month from the Mets.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
But if you're making $55 million plus a year, why are you not buying your mom a clothes if she needs clothes?
Yeah.
Right.
They basically put, just, go ahead. Sorry.
Or just giving her money. Like, why has it got to be in a clause? You know,
it's like they're putting her on the payroll, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what that is.
Mm-hmm. Now,
that's
is crazy. He married?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Probably not.
But I don't know why I said I don't think so. Maybe because he seems arrogant.
Does he?
Yeah.
Well, so, and because his wife would be like, why are you giving your mom?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't think about that, how wives hate their mothers-in-law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be like, why are you? Well, I don't hate Kyle's mom. Obviously, I love her. Love her. But I'd be like, why are you giving her a clause in your, anybody but me? Why are you giving anybody but me?
Yeah.
A clause. Yeah,
somebody getting mentioned specifically in your contract.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
But it did say he had other family members that had, you know, some kind of perks in it or something for them, which they didn't list that one. They just said his mama's clothing allowance.
I've never even heard of that.
I think it's just one of those, just to show this is something that's never been done, and this is how special we think you are, and we want you to go play your best and know that we want you here more than anybody else wanted you, and you know, all of that kind of stuff.
Hmm.
Well, now I'm expecting Brooks to put me in a contract.
Yeah.
Like after this,
mm-hmm.
if he ever makes it big.
Well, he doesn't even have to make it big. Any employment agreement that he signs when he gets to be an adult has to mention you in it somehow, that you get something. I mean, if he's signing an employment agreement to work for a bank, then you need to get free stationery or something from the bank. Some free pins with chains on them.
Yeah.
Oh, bless his heart. His first little job when he's 16, I'm going to be, put me in the claws.
Yeah. He was like, I want free snacks from the grocery store when you're the bag boy.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
You know, there are certain trends that happen in U.S. America, and even being an old dude that I'm first to jump on, you know, when I see it becoming a trend or when somebody says it's a trend, I report it.
Sure.
Now, most of the cool stuff, you know, Riggins brings in because he's on top of that. But a new trend is going a little bit farther than I think. That, well, maybe not, but it's on the level, I think, with parents who are now going to job interviews with their Gen Z adult children.
Yeah. It's so stupid.
There is a new trend where once the Gen Z young adult gets a job, the parents drive them to work every day and pick them up.
No. This is not happening.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Uh-huh. Is it because they don't have a license or they just want the comfort
and safety and no. You know, the whole thing? Because I mean, it adds stress to your day when you're a young adult in a new job and you have to, you know, worry about traffic and all that. So, there's an article in the New York Post Malone about it.
That Gen Zers are having their parents drive them to work.
Yep.
Okay.
I could not get out of my parents' minivan soon enough. Like, I couldn't get out of soon enough.
But I mean,
crazy.
You know, my daughter is 24, college graduate, at her first real job now. And I can't imagine her expecting me every day to get up, or Jody to get up and take her to work, and then somebody pick her up when she's finished.
No, I couldn't see Jody doing it, but I totally can see you doing it.
Yeah, I can too.
100%.
Sure, honey, anything you need.
Absolutely. You would do it in a heartbeat. I wouldn't ask you, but you would. Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't, because that would be detrimental to her. And I would have to explain, no, you need to grow up. You need to learn life. You're an adult now. You're going to have to build a life, because there are things that my wife and I did for our children, just like all parents look back on it. And there are things that we could have done less of, you know, so they were, you know, make them tougher and ready for the world and all that. But if she's an adult and expect them, I would laugh at her, actually. And well, so would laughing. Jody. So would Jody. She's like, can you start driving me to work? I'd like, can you, it's my new first job. Will you drive me to work?
Yeah. They would, they're definitely coming. Go. They're coming to you before they're going to Jody. I can guarantee you that. Totally.
Yeah.
And well, I could see myself being like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
You want to hang out with me?
Mm-hmm. But I would come to me first, even though if they thought that I was going to say no, I would say it in a lot nicer way than Jody would.
Right.
I would say, well, you know what? I'm not doing that because for your own good, because you need to da 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 da. Jody would just start screaming at him, I am not doing that. You think I'm going to get up and drive you to work as an adult? You better think again. I don't know what to tell you.
Which is also the appropriate response.
Yeah.
But yes, I definitely totally. Hitting you up before.
Of course.
Sometimes you got to prioritize who you're making the request of.
Yeah.
That one I'd ask you first.
Mm-hmm.
We should do that to Jody and record what she would say. That would be hilarious. Yeah.
Make her think.
I'm dying to hear it.
Get your son to say it.
Say, are you kidding me?
Oh, she'd blow her stack.
Get out of here. Coming in here with that.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.